There's a reason why Detroit, Michigan was chosen as the location for the U.S. Social Forum in 2010. The Midwestern city has been in a slow economic decline for decades. But in many ways, the grassroots movements there show the kind of change that many activists strive for. That's what Invincible, a Detroit-based hip-hop artist, said during the opening plenary.
Detroit is what the world has to look forward to. And when we say that, we can go historically and look at some of the first cars, some of the first highways, first suburbs that grew out of those highways, the industry growing here exponentially, and then of course the first place to be hit by the downfall of the industry, by the downfall of expanding and, you know, that disinvesting in our communities, and the white flight that completely disinvested and completely destroyed many of the economic bases here in the city. And along with those firsts, there have been a lot of crises that have created the opportunity for a lot of first solutions, for community, grassroots-led, sustainable and creative solutions, self-reliant solutions by the people for themselves and their communities to transform those crises. And that's what's been happening here in Detroit for decades. So a lot of people in recent years have asked, oh, what's going on with the financial crisis in Detroit? Like it's something new, as opposed to looking at decades upon decades of the failure of capitalism and the failure of industry that is so visible here. And people come here, and someone, my good friend, was being shown around the city by a few of us, and she said, this looks like post Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans. And we hear that a lot, and we say, yeah, it was a hurricane in slow motion. And it hit for years. And through that hurricane, people came up with their own community mechanisms to respond to that storm. And those solutions are models that Detroit offers to the world. That's what y'all have to look forward to when you come and you visit. And Detroit is on a more expanded, amplified scale, facing the same issues that are happening in neighborhoods and in smaller communities and other places. And so it's not to say Detroit is unique in our issues here. It's unique in the scale and the level that is happening. And therefore, we've had more of chances and more decades to develop those solutions. And another thing we speak a lot about in Detroit Summer and through Grace Lee Boggs and the Boggs Center, we speak about opportunity and crisis. And for us, like I said, that means an opportunity to come up with those creative solutions. When there's, when the city was wanting to build casinos as a solution to the lack of industry jobs in factories, the Boggs Center, or before the Boggs Center, a group of people, including Grace and Jimmy Boggs, said, no, we don't want casinos. That's gonna hit the poor people first, and it's not gonna create livable jobs. What's the point of that? And the mayor at the time, Coleman Young, called them naysayers. And instead of just resisting casinos, they then decided to create Detroit Summer as a way for youth in Detroit to be able to rebuild our city and transform ourselves in the process. And so I want to just urge all of us to deeply understand, deeply support all those grassroots solutions that you've witnessed on the stage tonight and that you haven't witnessed yet, because there's too many to even begin to name that are taking place in our city and in every single one of your communities, to really support those grassroots, sustainable, creative solutions and seize that opportunity in this crisis and think of what our vision is for not just the 30, but the next 50 and the next seven generations, as many indigenous folks speak of. We need to think forward. And one last quote that I think is a huge inspiration for every single one of you, whether you consider yourself an artist or not. Creativity is the key to unlock human liberation. And that's what we do here. We are creators. Whether you consider yourself an artist or not, you are all artists and you are all creative problem solvers in your community. And that's what we offer you here from Detroit. And we hope that you can bring your lessons from wherever you are. Peace.